All right. We are so excited to have Valle Musico here in the building. And I want to start by introducing the man himself, John Ramo. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Kevin. It's nice to be here.
So this is an exciting time for you guys because you just had your CD release party last week. And this is a really impressive new record. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And so tell us a little bit about the kind of timeline of this project. And then we'll talk more about the band after we listen to some music.
Well, we started playing this repertoire probably about a year ago, and we've been performing it around the valley at various places. We play at Heather's in Basalt and at Rivers in Glenwood and some other places. We played at Jazz Aspen last year and got a really good response. And so we decided to make a second CD. Our first one was called Two Tangos. And this CD is a little bit more adventuresome in the sense that we have a great percussionist with us, Larry Duttmer, who does a great job with Latin percussion. And also we did this recording at Mad Dog Ranch Studios with our friend here, Mr. Ralph Pitt.
And I want to go ahead and introduce the so you just heard John Ramo, the classical guitarist. We also have the bass player in the building, Bruce Imig. Thanks for coming, Bruce.
Thank you, Kevin. Nice to be here.
And Bruce also will be talking with more. And then just as you heard John mention, the one and only Ralph Pitt, ladies and germs.
Aw, shucks.
And we'll talk more with Ralph, too, about Mad Dog Ranch Studios and what other projects he's been working on in Old Snowmass. Really excited to have Ralph back in the building and definitely a guy who's been a huge, huge help to Katie and Kay in the time that I've been in the Valley. So thank you, Ralph.
Thank you, Kevin.
So let's get into some music here. Let people get a taste of what we're talking about. Sort of kind of a fusion sound, you know, a mix of elements from kind of worldly stuff to jazz to Latin feelings. And this titled cut, Columbra. Tell us about it.
Well, that was an original tune that I brought into the band, and we arranged it. And it means the actual derivation of the word Columbra comes from the Spanish meaning to catch a glimpse. And I often thought that it's kind of reflective of our approach to music, that we give the listener kind of a glimpse of different cultures and different genres. And this is kind of a Spanish feel, and it always gets a great response when we play it live. And so we thought, well, this would be a great piece to have on the album.
Let's dive in. Turn it up, folks. We're ready to hear brand new music from Valle Musico right here on KD&K. Thank you. that's good. Brand new music from Valle Musico. It's called Columbra, the title track on the new album. And these guys had a big night at Rivers last Friday for the CD release, packed the house, and put out, hopefully sold some merch. and we're joined in the studio live by John Ramo, the guitarist and composer, and also bass player Bruce Imig. We also have in the studio with us here Ralph Pitt from Mad Dog Ranch Studios, who engineered and mastered the whole record, produced the record with the band. And we want to make sure to mention, you mentioned John Larry Dutmer, the percussionist, but you have another member of the band too, and that's Pat Winger. And he plays different guitars depending on the tune. Is that right?
Yeah, he plays nylon string and also electric guitar. And he's actually doing a gig for some old folks at Renew right now, so he's going to be here with us. And Pat's a great guitarist, and we really enjoy playing with him.
And so talk a little bit about the history of the band in terms of, you guys are all talented veteran musicians, but when did you kind of congeal into this project?
Well, I first met Pat at Steve's Guitars. He was living upstairs at Steve's Guitars, and we met there at a performance, started doing a duo, and then said, time to get a bass player. And I asked Chris Bank, our friend, the sax player in the Valley, who should we get for bass? And he said, Bruce Imig. And so we pulled Bruce in and started playing as a trio. And we did a few performances over at Steve's Guitars, and then brought in a couple of percussionists who played with us for a while. First, Brett Gould, who played Duneback on our first album. And then he moved to Florida, unfortunately. And then we finally landed with Larry Dutmer from Gypsum, who's a fantastic Latin jazz drummer.
And I want to ask Bruce, in terms of your bass playing, was this a fun challenge? Was it easy, or was it something that was a stretch for you?
Not easy.
Yeah, that's what I was guessing. So what's your background? More rock?
My background's more rock, blues, a little bit of country, but. Coming into this band really opened my eyes to jazz and Latin.
And are you kind of used to playing loud? Is that sort of your background? And
then
a little more of a delicate touch.
Yeah, much more delicate.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
We sit down to play now, so we don't.
That's
nice. It's not. Well, yeah, but it's nice. It's a great volume level. You know, it's not obnoxious or in your face. It's a really nice
What we try to do is to try to make each player be heard along the lines of what a classical string quartet would do, where you can hear the lines of each player. And so that's kind of our goal. And I have to say that when we recorded, Ralph picked up on that and did a great job in the mix to be able to hear all the different lines going on when we play.
So Ralph, what's it like to work with one of the Valley's favorite bands in the studio? Are they pretty pretty prima donna?
Oh no, not by any means. it's quite the opposite. In fact, it's probably the farthest from that it could be. They're all very accomplished and seasoned musicians. They're very pleasant people. They've all become friends.
Sounds like your vibe, Ralph. That sounds like a great, perfect match. You know,
it is. Everybody was very comfortable, and we got a lot done. And even though it took the better part of a year to get it all done, the actual amount of time spent doing the work was negligible.
Right.
It was just about the year thing was more about people's schedules and. Getting everybody together when we needed everybody together.
Yeah, just try and get five people together
that are
busy. You know, it's not easy.
It's a circus.
Yeah.
Well, and so in terms of the track list of this record, you've got these originals like Columbra and Rumba Raga.
Right.
And then some tunes that are recognizable. You know, you to the average person hears some notes and goes, oh, what is that? Oh yeah, who's that? And some big names, and then also some names that I didn't know. So you know, for example, there's Antonio Carlos Jobim. You say Jobim?
Jobim.
Yeah. I mean, just a legend, right? And, and a great version of you say Agua de Beber.
Agua de Beber. Yeah.
And so talk about how you kind of pick, you know, which of the influences that you know helped form the band to record.
Well, to keep it sort of focused here in the Valley, the first tune on the album is called it's a tune by Diego Figueiredo, called Rumo ao Bosque, which means walk in the woods. Diego is a favorite that comes to Steve's guitars, and we actually met him and got to know him, and he's just an amazing Brazilian guitarist. And we traded CDs. We traded our first CD with his CD, and I brought it to the band, and Bruce took it home and listened to it and said, we got to do this tune. And so we did our own arrangement of that, and it turned out really nicely, and I actually got to play it for Diego, and he really enjoyed it and said it was great. So that's one way we do it. And then
another one I want to ask you about is contra dance. I feel like the whole kind of community aspect of the contra dance as something to do mm-hmm. has sort of reemerged in the Valley.
It
and
has.
So is that something that you guys have tapped into yet?
No, not exactly. The genesis of that tune was that was the first classical guitar tune I ever learned.
Nice.
And so when I brought it to Pat, Pat, being an arranger, said, let's do something interesting with this. And so he added some Middle Eastern licks in there and things like that sort of give it a different flavor. And so we like to put things together that are kind of unique and maybe have never been done before.
And very fun.
Yeah.
Fun is a key part of the band.
Well, and then let me ask you about another tune on the record, which is from the one and only Chick Corea, the tune Spain. Was this one a challenge to put together, and did you have to do overdubs? I mean, what's the process like on such an interesting song like this?
Yeah, basically we work on laying down the basic tracks of the guitars and the bass. And then bringing the percussion, do overdubs with the percussion. It's pretty much how it worked.
Yeah.
And in terms of Chick Corea's work, is Spain something that you think has kind of gone under the radar a little bit, or is it you know, famous enough that, like, I thought I knew this, but I wasn't sure what it was. So I had to check the jacket.
It's probably one of his most famous songs.
So, I mean, maybe you guys can kind of help bring attention back to some of this stuff that we haven't heard in a long time.
Yeah, no, Spain is a classic, and it's really a perfect example of the brilliance of Chick Corea and compositionally, because he just really gets at the essence of Spanish music in this. And, you know, being a guitar-based band, we just thought it would fit very, very nicely, and we just enjoy playing it. We've been playing it for a couple of years, and we never stop enjoying it. Yep. So,
well, let's listen, folks. This is brand new recordings from Valle Musico. The album is called Columbra, and you can score your own copy at the website VALLEMUSICO, ValleMusico.com. And they have shows coming up at Heather's tomorrow night at 7 and New Year's Eve at the Snowmass Club for dinner, 6 to 8. And we'll keep the conversation going, but right now I'm shutting up. Here we go. Thank you. Man, that is hot. Brand new record from Valle Musico. The album is called Columbra. And the tune you just heard was Spain, the famous Chick Corea tune. I'm joined live in the studio by sound engineer Ralph Pitt from Mad Dog Ranch Studios, Bruce Imig, the bass player, and John Ramo, the classical guitarist from the band. And we've been enjoying a couple tunes from this new album. They did their first CD release last Friday at Rivers Restaurant in Glenwood, playing tomorrow night, kind of a continuation of the CD release week or two, at Heather's in Basalt, starting at 7 o'clock. And obviously not a bad place to have dinner and take in some music, or you can just stop by and get a pie to go and have a drink at the bar. And then New Year's Eve, doing a dinner show at Snowmass Club, I believe 6 to 8, is that right, guys?
Correct. Yes. Yeah.
And so just a wonderful tune there, and the percussion really, it's kind of adventurous, and I feel like the mix just totally pops, Ralph. So congrats on the engineering side of the equation.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
So let me just ask you, Ralph, you know, you and I have worked together quite a bit because KD&K has been doing so many live broadcasts. Mm-hmm. And of course, you're often at Steve's Guitars twiddling knobs and making sure that those Grassroots TV broadcasts sound good. And, you know, just a hustling guy around pounding the pavement. What was this project like for you kind of in the big scheme of things with Mad Dog Ranch Studios and Old Snowmass?
The project was great. It was... There wasn't any aggravation to the process at all. It flowed incredibly smoothly. Everybody just put 1,000% into it, and I have nothing negative to say about it at all, except that perhaps we're not still there doing something else now, because it's such an enjoyable experience with these guys. And
we'll
the music is wonderful.
We'll do another one, Ralph. Don't
worry. All right. If you insist.
Yes.
And just Ralph, for folks who love the sound of this and mm-hmm. who've maybe experienced your sound mixing at summer concerts or Mountain Fair, etc., are you taking on clients? If someone wants to do studio work, are you available?
Absolutely. Mad Dog Ranch Studios is open for just about anything. I know there's I can't drop the name because it's not cast in stone yet, but we're being courted by a producer from Los Angeles who has a couple of top R&B artists to his name. And we sent them some figures and they said, okay, but that's as far as it's gotten.
All right. To be continued. We'll get you back on in 2020.
We may be doing a residence with them.
That's
for a
awesome.
Week or so.
Well,
one of the other things that we do is, and that we really enjoy doing is, Crossroads Church up in Aspen hosts a yearly Christian songwriters retreat-ish thing called Inspire Song, and they bring up a bunch of folks from Curbward Records down in Nashville. This past year, what started out as a couple of hour visit the first time we did this, they took over the facility for 3 days and wrote music.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and it's a good bunch of people.
Amen.
A lot of fun.
Well, just in the last minute we have left, I want to come back to the band here and John and Bruce from Valle Musico. Talk about the audience for your music here. Why do you love playing in the Roaring Fork Valley?
Well, first of all, I think the Valley is a very sophisticated music audience. And you've got, of course, you know, up in Aspen, the Aspen Music Festival and Jazz Aspen, which... as I mentioned, we played for opening for Lyle Lovett a couple of years ago, I guess now, and so the combination of classical and jazz audience and sophisticated ears, I think, is a great audience for our music because we combine those elements in our music both from a original point of view and also some of the covers we do.
Plus, our sound is very unique. It's not there's not a lot of bands around that do that kind of music and with that kind of instrumentation.
Well, and I feel like you guys are also versatile in that someone could book you at a place in a room where people are staring at you the whole time, you know, motionless. Mm-hmm. You could be in a place where people are moving around and dancing more, or you could be in a you know, crazy loud talking setting. And it feels like your music kind of works in each of those sort of, you know, rooms or spaces. And let's make sure that KD&K gets you out to one of our events in 2020.
Sure.
That'd
we'd love
great.
To.
Yeah.
That'd be fantastic.
And one more time, if folks want to get a copy of the new album, Columbra, you can go to the website, which is VALLE musico.com. You can also get out to Heather's tomorrow at 7 o'clock or Snowmass Club on New Year's Eve from 6 to 8. John, Bruce, Ralph, thank you so much for coming in to express yourself.
Thanks for having us, Kevin. It was a pleasure.
Thank you, Kevin.